When I learned Whole Foods was carrying Millennia's frozen green tea in Victoria, British Columbia, I made the journey across town to pick some up. I'd read about this Canadian company from the east coast of the country, the first in the world to sell raw, chopped, frozen tea leaves. And I wanted to check it out to support the company's new take on this ancient beverage. It wasn't until I walked through the store's front doors on that overcast spring day that I realized I hadn't considered where in the store I would find the tea. Instinct told me to head to the cold beverage section, so I zipped down the skincare aisle, contemplating as I wandered over to the refrigerators. Would Millennia Tea be near the refrigerated drinks like milk and orange juice? Or maybe I should look near the frozen juices? Instead of wandering around, I approached a Whole Foods clerk wearing the signature black apron and asked, "Where could I find frozen tea called Millennia Tea?" He seemed uncertain until I emphasized, "It's tea, but the leaves are frozen." Then he knew exactly where to point me. Tracy, you can imagine my delight when, looking through the frozen fruit section, I saw Millennia Green Tea right there by the strawberries, blueberries, and cherries. Why is that placement among frozen fruits a good fit for Millennia Tea?
Oh, so we believe that the mighty tea plant should be considered food. And so instead of picking the leaves and then withering them and processing them in a number of ways, like your conventional dried teas, we work with farmers to pick those same organic tea leaves, and then we wash them and we treat them like frozen fruit, just like your frozen blueberries and strawberries. So we harvest them and then we wash them on the same day, because we believe that tea is food and we want to give consumers the opportunity to enjoy it in its most real, raw, and naturally powerful format.
How did you get that placement in a grocery store?
We asked for it because we're confusing, right? At the best of times, our challenge is we're asking consumers to imagine the most consumed beverage in the world after water in a way that they've never considered before and can't really picture in their mind's eye. And so then to say, go find us in grocery, but it's almost like a Where's Waldo scenario. Where are you going to find us? And so when we met with our retail partners, we said, guys, look, you should be consumers will be putting this in their smoothie. Can you put us with the other ingredients, if you will, that you would buy to either make a smoothie or boost a smoothie? And so that's how we ended up in the frozen fruits and berries section.
When we were speaking just before we started this interview, you mentioned that you had this idea, like, why isn't anybody doing this? Can you tell me a little bit about the conception of the idea and how it's now evolved to Millennia Tea?
Yeah. So a few years ago, we had a health scare in our family and it got us looking at things that we hadn't previously considered, like free radical damage. And then tea just kept coming up about how good tea and matcha are for neutralizing free radicals and protecting cells from damage and disease. And so we, after doing our research, we learned that EGCG antioxidants are highest in that plant in the hours immediately after it's picked. And so we had this hypothesis to get fresh tea. And when we couldn't get fresh tea, we were calling up tea plantations all over the world. And when we couldn't get our hands on the plant in its purest, freshest form, we weren't happy with that. And so we set out to create a new category of tea and to be able to enjoy the leaf in its purest form and the process became wash and flash freeze, just like your other frozen superfoods.
So what happens to those health benefits when fresh tea is frozen?
in all of our third-party lab tests, our hypothesis was keep it real and raw. And then that antioxidant in particular, which in the tea industry is known as the darling of polyphenols, would be sort of preserved or safeguarded in its highest levels. And so when we got our hands on fresh tea leaves, and we processed the leaves in a number of ways, we sent unmarked baggies off to labs that are experienced in testing catechins in tea plants. And sure enough, it was true that antioxidant sort of was preserved in its maximum format in the fresh frozen leaves. And we've gone on to patent that process. And our patent is called Process for Maximizing EGCG Antioxidants in Tea Leaves.
When you started approaching farmers and tea farms about getting your hands on fresh tea leaves, what was the response?
We confused them. And so we found cooperatives who were really interested in innovation and worked with them directly on our process. And we've worked with farmers in and traveled to Nandi Hills, Kenya and Bitaco, Colombia. Now we source and partner with farmers in Sri Lanka and Nambula. But like lots of people, they thought we were a little off our rocker, and it took some work. It took months of relationship building until we got to the point that they really understood, and we were able to sort of create this process together that now everyone is really proud of.
When a farmer is preparing leaves to send you to flash freeze and prepare, is there a difference in the selection process and what leaves make the cut to get sent to Millennia Tea?
So like your sort of highest quality organic loose leaf teas, that sort of two leaves and a bud, that top part of the plant is what we use as well. So hand-picked tea leaves. And then our whole process happens at source. And so the farmers, on the same day as harvest, they take the crop, the harvest, to a BRC certified flash freezing facility, the kind of place where only organic produce is allowed in the door. And then we do a double wash and a flash freeze on that same day.
Now the fun part. For my first taste, I chose to steep the Millennia Green Tea Cube. They are individually wrapped in a perfect little cube that fits in the palm of your hand. I placed the cube in my teapot and poured the boiling water over it, watching. Immediately, the pouring water loosened some of the tea, which swirled in the pot. As the hot water melted the ice crystals, which were holding the tea cube together, more leaves separated. Some floated to the top, some rested on the bottom. The shade of green of the leaves darkened in the water. Variations of green were visible. I confess I hesitated before taking my first sip. Some green teas are a bit too bitter for me. I poured, I sipped, I delighted. Smooth, clean, delicious. Tea lovers, of course, care very much about these health benefits that you're describing. But we also care about taste.
Mm-hmm.
How important is taste in the selection of leaves and preparation and development of Millennia Tea?
Priority number one for us is find the regions that are known for producing the plants that have sort of those high levels of antioxidants and that have the right terroir and growing regions for producing really quality tea leaves. So if you prepare our product as a hot tea, then, well, you probably know, you can probably describe better than I can how it tastes. But we're like a green tea, but we don't have some of that astringency that you often get at the back of the mouth. So we're light and you want to infuse it multiple times. Something that we found is that a lot of folks really know they should drink green tea because it's good for them for all the obvious reasons. But that barrier is the bitterness. So lots of times they have a hard time with a really good quality green tea. And so we've been able to sort of bridge the gap, if you will, for them to get into tea, because usually our taste profile is a little bit easier. And then if you serve us in recipes or in smoothies, we act more like spinach or kale in the sense that you don't really notice the taste of the product in the smoothie, but you get that sort of that hit of energy and antioxidants that you'd expect.
You recommend that your tea can be steeped 3 times. How does Millennia tea retain the flavors and health benefits even on the 3rd steep?
Because our leaves are really real and raw, they're just getting going on that first infusion. In lab studies, first infusion, great, but it's second infusion that we actually spike in the antioxidants, and then they stay high on 3rd and they start to come down from there, obviously. And we also suggest, if you want to really maximize the benefit, if you will, the experience, and not waste anything, have a cup of tea today and then take the leaves and throw them in your omelet or your bone broth or your soups or your sauces or your stews or your smoothie the next day.
Millennia Tea is currently available across Canada in grocery stores and online. While the product was still in development, it won Best New Product for Innovation at the World Tea Expo a few years back. Recently, it won Most Innovative Product of the Year in Over-the-Counter Health, awarded by the Retail Council of Canada. Plans are in place to bring Millennia Tea to the United States market. Visit millenniatea.com for news, product information, and recipes.